You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article from my May 2024 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Your solar power. The Earth is not evolving in a way that is expected, nor is it evolving in a way that will take us out of existence. What we have is an in-between. While we live our everyday, our Earth and our light bodies are under construction and upgrades, many unprecedented. Generally, we are moving away from what was under dark force and lunar control and into solar consciousness. However, this is a profound change in planetary consciousness that is either going to find you moving into freedom or find you moving into the past with what was. This article is intended to bring clarity to your choices so that you may be liberated in the way God intended, in the way that our founder creators are now supporting. The zodiac magnetic imprints that we each inherited upon incarnation into this timeline that influence our body, mind, and personality have been based on distorted consciousness. Our Earth's magnetic field has been deeply entangled with the moon that has been acting as an artificial satellite under the control of the Orion group and moonchain beings. This created gender separation and sexual misery, and mind control that has impacted the collective mind, including the perpetuation of archetypes that influence human personalities, such as the lunatic, the controller, the seducer, the slave, the victim, the scapegoat, etc. Further, this lunar control is just part of an extensive network of reversed machined systems that inverted everything on Earth from a sacred, living, thriving natural consciousness into an anti-life depleting energy. This was intended by the negative aliens and Antichrist forces. Yet upon our birth, of course, it was unknown to us, and we automatically inherited what we believed was a sane and progressive world. It was not. It was run by controllers who have held an agenda to keep humanity enslaved to the degree that we didn't know we were imprisoned. It wasn't that humans were incapable. It was designed so that we wouldn't figure it out. At every turn, in every possible way, the energy was manipulated so that it was layer upon layer of deception. The damage to our solar system resulted in the fall of our solar consciousness from our avatar Christ consciousness at 10 to 12D to the lowest 1 to 3D density, disconnecting us from our beloved Holy Mother and Holy Father, as well as our Diamond Sun families beyond Earth. To sift through the distortions required consciousness that just wasn't fully accessible on this planet during the Dark Age. All that has been rapidly changing, the organic magnetic shifts that have been bringing solar plasma light to our planet, are changing the inherited astrological influences, and depending on one's awareness and conscious participation, liberating us from the zodiac imprints, artificial timelines and their alien machinery, lunar controls and reversals, or amplifying the lunar imprints. On April 19th of this year, we began our first full year under the corrected solar zodiac calendar. This signals greater accessibility in healing the darkened versions of the Divine Mother and Father, that is the satanic false mother and Luciferian false father, and healing the density in the personality layers. It signals the ending to massive mind control being perpetuated by the non-human puppeteers. It also brings an end to the 3D Earth. It's very fair to say that this has been a gradual process, but we've reached another pinnacle of these ascending energies, and another demarcation between ascending and descending energies. To put it simply, the 3D realities of the material world are ceasing to exist as they have. Included in this is everything that we have come to believe about life on Earth. This is not meant to sound dramatic. The fact is that the ego personality has been a part of humanity for a very long time now, and we take it to be a valuable part of who we are. But it is not. The shadow self belongs to the ego personality of the 1, 2, and 3 dimensional worlds. The subconscious pain body and collective conscious mind of lower frequencies and vibrations, of emotions and thoughts such as greed, anger, lust, envy, addiction, etc. It's dense, it's finite because it's not connected to source, and it's miasmatic. It resonates with the fallen angelic hierarchies and demons that house these lower quality spirits. This is what we took on as karmic loads the moment we took our first breath, and often at the moment of conception or gestation. It's intended to maintain fear-based living that drains the life force of our physical, emotional, mental, spiritual body layers that house our divine essence. Unhealed, these dense energies create compaction of the DNA energy, splitting and deterioration, disease, and premature death. Unbeknownst to most people for over 20 years now, the false version of Earth reality has been under deconstruction. This accelerated in very recent years, while higher frequencies have been returning to the planetary grids and human consciousness, and it resulted in a more visible war on consciousness with the Antichrist, for those who choose to see. These returning higher frequencies, of course, are those of the Divine Mother and Divine Father, in a myriad of expanding emanations. Of note is the Gold Diamond Sun Body activation on December 21st of 2020. Every angelic human being on Earth has a genetic relationship to the Gold Ray Diamond Sun Body, and the ascension intention is to reclaim, rebalance, and embody this Christosophia consciousness, the divine child birthed from the union of the Divine Mother and Divine Father. It bears repeating then, if the Diamond Sun Body, the sacred balanced body of unity consciousness, is a manifestation of divine unification, then no doubt the Antichrist forces have done everything in their power to split that unity. Angelic humans of the Diamond Sun families come from different race lines. However, all descend from the Holy Cosmic Trinity or the threefold founder flames, our founder-creator consciousness. As we rebuild our light body, we reclaim aspects of the Mother, Father, and Christosophia for symmetry and stability in the light body. But we have an emphasis toward one ray expression depending on our ancestral line and purpose. We have the Emerald Order and Solar Rishi Blue Flame, who are the mother lines, Elohim feline races that incarnated through the 12th stargate of Lyra Arimatena. We have the Gold Order and Solar Rishi Gold Flame, who are of the father lines and seraphim avian races that incarnated through the 10th stargate of Lyra Vega. And thirdly, we have the Amethyst Order and Violet Flame, who are of the Cetacean and Pegasus avian races that incarnated through the 11th stargate of Lyra Avion. All have their own histories and their importance in supporting humanity to ascend from the 3D Earth and rehabilitate the Diamond Sun angelic human genetics and consciousness. But as you know, coming to Earth would have been fraught with challenges of hybridization and alien entrapments. For example, the Seraphim were the creator guardians of our planetary horizontal grids that govern the timelines and the mental body, so that we could evolve into our own Earth stewards. However, those grids became hijacked by the Alpha Draconis, Orion Group Draconians, with Metatronic Reversals, Armageddon programs, and mind control. The Seraphim had the painful experience of falling in their consciousness and became the fallen angelic Black Sun and Orion Draco digressives. So for those of the Gold Order, there can be a leaning into mental body challenges. We have a long history of staggering efforts being made to ensure that there is no peace between the feminine principle and the masculine principle in any form. For example, you'll notice that the Gold Order is of the father lines, and the Emerald Order is the mother lines. So the negative aliens will manipulate our ancestral blockages to create conflict between the blue ray and gold ray holders. But it goes much deeper than that. The gender imbalances are primarily disrupted with inorganic base 10 alien machinery, the Black Tree of Life. In our light body, it reverses the organic spin of our Merkaba vehicle. The Merkaba is an organic, balanced marriage of counter-rotating feminine and masculine energy spirals that keeps our light body strong and stable and provides the capacity to move our consciousness multidimensionally beyond the 3D density. The blackening of our natural 12-strand DNA RNA spiritual blueprint with base 12 dimensional harmonics, from which our life manifests, has created the death culture on Earth. It's anti-human. It's a wonder to consider how it might be possible to unravel all the insidious entanglement and begin to reassemble our distorted DNA to reclaim its integrity. And yet, we can. It's happening. Over time, the starseeds and indigos, and those consciously participating, have been working to bring the light, life, and love back to Earth and rehabilitate the angelic human DNA to reclaim and reintegrate the perfected God creation that we are. It's possible because with God, nothing is impossible. And what is being revealed is an incredible resurrection that has been divinely planned for eons to benevolently move humanity out of this dark age of entrapment and into our sacred higher selves. With the return of the solar Rishi Resha, that is the first light emanations of the founder creator consciousness at 13 to 15D, and now accessible in our matter world, and the Holy Mother and Holy Father returning in their triple solar aspects, it's now possible to see deeper into the extensive alien network for the purposes of dismantling. More and more is being revealed. When the gender principles began to be corrected in 2022 in a very focused way, this signaled a profound turning point because it meant we were getting to the core of the negative alien agenda. This correction to the gender principles is a game changer and it brings forth harrogamic coupling at the cosmic level to further gracefully repattern the architecture from the bi-wave, closed, finite architecture of our 3D reality under alien and lunar control to a tri-wave, open-source architecture that is connected to the zero point of the God Matrix. This reestablishes higher dimensional realities and frequencies. We are being moved. Everyone. So with our collective consciousness, we have a great deal to celebrate. Yet we cannot gracefully move forward without leaving behind what is no longer supportive. The choice to let go of what is unneeded, unnecessary, and obsolete is now ever present. Attachments to old ways and low-frequency thought patterns and painful emotions place a drag or suppression on higher light body dimensions and cannot come into the higher timelines. The threshold separating the ego layers from soul layers has already been drawn. It would be wise to diligently examine any negative ego patterns so that we can clarify and release what keeps us operating from the ego. It may even feel like pressure to do so. Change can bring surprises, even when we want change and even when we consciously choose change. This end to the 3D world is the end of illusion. So as we stay emotionally and mentally self-aware and heal our wounds, we can be confronted by pivotal life changes due to the shifting astrological influences. We can be brought into new revelations of what we thought we already understood about our earth life, those things to which we've become accustomed, or that which we've assumed would always be present in our world. Further, to reclaim our diamond sun body and clear the blockages for our genetic lineage, we can't ignore the ego personality layers and what resides there, including the fallen angelic distortions that resonate with our negative emotions and thoughts. Ego work is the first stage of healing on the spiritual journey, and it remains integral to our multidimensional consciousness development until such time that it's not. The experiences that we are having in the now moment or surfacing in our memories are the clues that direct the organic flow of our healing. The conscious mind always remains a part of our spiritual energetic anatomy, but through our healing process, we master the mind to become the observer. The qualities of the 3D lower mind evolve into the soul body layers to then allow higher communication with the monad and Christos intelligence. Through ego healing, we also reclaim the authentic power of our solar plexus chakra, our will center, integrated in polarities and aligned with divine will. The negative ego, of course, will protest that it must come with you into the future and that you need it to survive. Remember that negative ego personality is of lunar consciousness and under dark control. So this is another deception. It will tell you that you must keep all your ways that you believe keep you comforted, that give you material security, and that keep you occupied in a successful life. It will prod you with fear and want you to stay just as you are. But know that, all the while, the negative forces would be thanking you for giving your consent to them to act as your authority and helping them to still siphon your life force. But this can't go on. It can only be meaningful, heart-based living that is aligned with the natural laws of God and the angelic human consciousness that will keep taking you forward. You can be assured, though, that when you heal and willingly surrender with sincerity, new worlds open up to you. And true love, true unity, and true sacred balance rebirths through you on a new sacred earth. If you would like healing support to reclaim your solar power, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.